From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson. Syrian troops today began a military offensive in the province of Aleppo, the latest in their effort to reclaim territory from both Islamic State militants and government rebels. Russian officials say their airstrikes are allowing the Syrian army to go into assault across the whole country, according to Interfax News Agency. Meantime, Turkey claims to have shot down an aircraft caught violating its airspace near the Syrian border. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
In a statement released by Turkey's Armed Forces High Command, it said one of its fighters shot down a plane coming from Syria that violated its airspace. Turkey said its fighters, under NATO rules of engagement, gave the plane three warnings. Under Turkish rules of engagement, any plane that violates its airspace from Syria risks being downed. The incident comes as Ankara has accused Russian warplanes deployed in Syria of violating its airspace and harassing its planes. Moscow claims any violation was accidental. Friday, Ömer Çelik, spokesman for Turkey's ruling AKP party, said efforts are underway to defuse tensions. Today, a Russian military delegation is visiting Ankara to meet its Turkish counterparts, he said. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
President Barack Obama welcomed South Korea's President Park Geun-hye today at the White House as the allies look to deter nuclear-armed North Korea while leaving the door open to negotiations.
Pyongyang needs to understand that it will not achieve the economic development it seeks so long as it clings to nuclear weapons. In contrast, President Park has articulated a better vision, a unified Korea, free from the fear of war and nuclear weapons, and that's a vision that we very much support.
This is VOA News. The Taliban is vowing to intensify attacks on American targets, denouncing as illogical the U.S. decision to slow down troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. The Islamist insurgents reacted today to President Barack Obama's announcement that he will maintain the current number of American troops in Afghanistan at 9,800 through most of 2016, before trimming that number to 5,500 in early 2017. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the insurgent group had repeatedly asserted that the American troops would not end the invasion of Afghanistan, and their fake promises were meant only to mislead Afghans and the American people. A Palestinian man posing as a journalist was shot and killed after stabbing and wounding an Israeli soldier outside a West Bank settlement. Israeli Defense Forces say the attack occurred while demonstrators threw stones at the Israeli troops. The man, disguised in a fluorescent yellow vest over a T-shirt marked press, was allowed to approach the troops, but news photos posted online show him clutching a knife and attacking a soldier before being shot to death. Hungary will close its border with Croatia at midnight tonight, that is 2200 GMT, in an effort to try to stem the daily flow of thousands of migrants into the country before they travel on to northern Europe. Hungary's prime minister made the announcement after a meeting of the National Security Cabinet. A fence along the border with Croatia has already been put in place. The minister told reporters Hungary will continue to enforce free travel rules along the border with Croatia and crossings will be processed through official border posts, but that Budapest had informed its border countries and beyond about its decision. Meantime, the migrant flow does continue. The UN Refugee Agency warns Greece cannot cope with the flood of migrants and refugees landing on its shores because it lacks the proper facilities to register and screen them. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports refugees and migrants are arriving in Greece at a much faster rate than they can be processed. And this, it says, is increasing tensions, violence, and chaos. The UNHCR says a violent flare-up in a crowd on the island of Lesbos Thursday forced its staff to be evacuated briefly from a registration site. It says this was going on while thousands of refugees and migrants were arriving by sea from Turkey. The agency says an upsurge in sea crossings over the past couple of days has increased the death toll. In one incident, authorities report seven people drowned following a collision between a smuggling boat and a Greek Coast Guard vessel. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Today, October 16th, is World Food Day. The theme for this year's observation is social protection and agriculture, breaking the cycle of rural poverty. And good luck to them. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.